Hello, everyone, and welcome to Don't Kick the Cat. This is my first episode, and I'm super, super excited to share with you. I am Janae Francis, and I am a hypnotherapist. I am a life coach, and I'm also a public speaker. And I am really excited to share with you these episodes of Don't Kick the Cat. And actually, they're not about cats at all. What they are about is managing your emotions before you take them out on other things. Innocent bystanders that could be a cat, but it also could be your children, your spouse, your friends. If you are able to manage your emotions, then you won't be taking your emotions out on others, and you will be able to be so much happier. It is said that we need to feel to heal. I hope to inspire you to be aware of how you are feeling and to be brave enough to face that, to be able to sit in your feelings. Whether you judge them to be positive or negative, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you are honest with how you feel and you're not stuffing those emotions. My favorite story that I like to share these days about addressing my emotions involved me jumping and jumping and jumping. And my brother thought that was so funny. And he brought it up 30 years later about this moment when I just jumped and jumped. And he said, "Wasn't that so funny?" And I just remember that and I laugh. And I told him, actually, it wasn't funny at all. What had happened was my stepfather had given away my personal property to my brother. I had won some brushes in a competition, and I wasn't particularly proud of those brushes or excited about them, but I did recognize that a boundary had been crossed. It was my property, and my stepfather thought that he was okay just giving away my property. And that is never okay. And when I approached my brother and said, "You can't use those brushes, they're mine." And he said, "Oh no, they are mine. My dad has given them to me." I was just so angry and I did not know what to do. And that is the day that I just jumped up and down. And I often joke with people about this podcast being called Don't Kick the Cat. And I tell them, what if in that moment when I didn't actually know how to manage my emotions, what if a cat had come by? Do you suppose that I might have kicked that cat in my anger in that moment? And I'm so glad that that didn't happen, that instead I chose to just jump up and down. And I've actually been in conferences and trainings where they have taught people to jump up and down to manage their emotions. They call it the dragon breath or the healing bones, where you breathe a certain way and you jump up and down. And while we're on that subject, I'd like to point out that emotions are actually just energy in motion. They're energy that we create by the choices that we make in how we feel. And as energy, it needs to move. And if we can learn to move that energy and let our emotions flow through us, whether we judge them as good or bad, we will be further ahead and we will be able to manage our lives and manage our reactions. And let's start at the beginning. And the beginning is our words. Everything is created first through words. All of our emotions, we attach a word to them. Our memories and emotions all have words. And if we choose positive words, then we can bring positivity into our lives and into our emotions. One word that I tell people that is really, really bad is the word trying. Trying is said to be lying, and it is permission for failure in advance. So if you can eliminate the word try as often as you can, you will be much happier. And you won't set yourself up for failure so much. It's like if you had someone call you and invite you to dinner, and you didn't really want to go. You had these other plans, but you didn't want to hurt their feelings. You might say, I'll try to be there. When in reality, you're not actually planning to try. You just wanted to let your friend down easy. But what happens is your friend thinks that means you're actually going to do all that you can to get there. And they might set a place for you and then be disappointed when you don't arrive at their dinner party. And if I were to throw a pen on the ground and tell you, try to pick that up, you can't do that. You can either pick it up or you can look at it. But trying is not something that you can do to the pen. And that is why that's a really bad word to be using. And I challenge all of you to be aware of every time you say try and use a different word. But a really good word that you can add is yet. So our subconscious minds are like a genie in the bottle, and they do what we tell them to do. And that's why sarcasm doesn't really work, because your subconscious mind doesn't really know that you're joking. It thinks that you are directing it. And by using that negative sarcasm, you are directing your mind in a negative way. But if you can say the word yet, that opens up your mind to so many possibilities. If you say, I can't do this task yet, then your mind sees that there's a possibility that you could do it in the future. Another really positive thing that you can use is to redefine nervousness as excitement. So if you find yourself feeling nervous to do a certain thing, you can just say to yourself, I'm excited. And then you will feel better about going forward and doing that event. They interviewed some Olympic athletes, and all of them said before they did their event that they felt excited. So they had learned this thing of not defining their emotions as nervousness. Also, walking away from negative people is something that I recommend everybody do. You don't actually realize how that negativity in those negative people is affecting you and how it changes the way you think. So walking away from negativity is a great way for you to shield yourself. I'm super excited to be able to share this podcast with you. And we are going to go over some cards that I have created that help people manage their emotions. It is a deck of 52 cards, and all of the cards have different suggestions on how to manage your emotions. And if you would like to get a set of these cards, you can visit don'tkickthecat.com and order your cards. You can also email me at janae@don'tkickthecat.com, and I would be happy to send you a deck of cards. I want you to be aware of your emotions. And one way to do that is to keep a log. Write down how often you are feeling these different emotions. And then also, our emotions can lead us to so many physical ailments. Headaches often are caused by overwhelming emotions. So if you have physical symptoms, it will be important for you to look back at what you were feeling before you had those symptoms. I recently had a bout with my sciatica nerve, and I realized it was because of the emotions that I was feeling and the tenseness that I was feeling. And if you can address that, wouldn't it be great if you could remove all of your physical symptoms by first addressing your emotions, like I did with my sciatica nerve? Thank you so much for joining me. Every episode is going to be exactly 11 minutes and 11 seconds. I'm super excited to tell you about that time frame, because those ones represent so many things to so many different people. There are people who believe in a God, and they see that as an important number in their faith. And there are also people who believe in angels, and they believe that such a number is an angel number. And I'm super excited to share with you my angelic message of managing your emotions.